There's a lot of backstory in this parable that we need to understand. So day laborers gather in the middle of the town very early in the morning. Those that have work for them to do show up in their trucks. I need 10 guys to dig ditches with me. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Not you, you lazy son of a gun. I know who you are. No, we've dealt with each other before. No, you, right? You have a reputation as a day laborer, whether or not people want you or not, whether you work hard or not. Right? Take 10, go do this work. Another person shows up, I need 20 people to help pick grapes in my vineyard. All right, this many, come. And so we see this process happening. 6 o'clock in the morning, they show up bright and early, ready to start a full day. It's a 12-hour day, 6 to 6. Not an 8-hour day. 12-hour day. Think about that. No overtime. Daily wage. Negotiated. Set the price. Yep. Agreeable to you? Yep. Agreeable to me? Yep. Okay. Let's go. So the landowner goes out at 6 o'clock. He goes back out at 9. He goes at noon. He goes at 3. He goes at 5, 1 hour before the close of the day. Do you think the landowner really wants to get his harvest in? Yeah, sure sounds like it to me. Keeps going out to try and find laborers to bring in this harvest. It's very, very important, seemingly. And then he does something strange. He pays those that worked only 1 hour first, giving them the usual daily wage. And he does the same with those that have worked 12 hours. It seems to tell us that in the kingdom of heaven there is one gift of being in full communion with God. Only one thing that God has to offer. I don't say in repayment, but that sounds weird when we speak about the gift that God offers to us. When we choose to enter into the kingdom of heaven, the gift of abiding with the Lord forever. What an incredible gift. But it is for those that have been at work in God's vineyard from day one. And for those hanging on the cross next to him, who in moments before their own death and dying say to him, remember me when you come into your kingdom. God has one gift to offer. And it is a blessed and beautiful gift. These parables, anytime you hear the last will be first and the first will be last, these parables are intended for the early Christian community that was mostly at the time Jewish, who are now welcoming into their midst the Gentile, the Greek, the Roman, the Egyptian, the Canaanite, the Syrian, into God's family. The Egyptians, the Syrians, the Canaanites, they were not burdened with the law. They have not been at this work for a long time. They are the Johnny come lately. They're the ones that show up at the end. And yet it has always been God's plan to bless the whole world through the people of Israel. For them to come into the fullness of redemption, to participate in the kingdom of God. It's always been his plan and his desire. These parables are intended to prick the heart of those who don't really like them being a part of the Christian community, who struggle because they haven't had the law and the prophets and the patriarchs. And yet they are experiencing the fullness of the gift. Very strange. Matthew writes that the last ones made this statement, but the landowner replies to one of them, "This whole thing, my friend, have I done you anything wrong?" This and that. I wonder if this is what Judas's problem was. And we always talk about his problem with money. You know, he held the purse, all of the different things and all of that. I wonder how much Jesus was letting him know that the Gentiles would enter into the fullness of this, that this was going to happen. Speculation on my part, I don't know. But Matthew makes note of it, that he addressed one. This morning it was really easy to make a conclusion for the children. Said, you know, there's a bunch of new students here that are a part of the student body. Some of them new in second grade, new in fifth grade. Even a few new eighth graders brought in their little brothers, little sisters as well. They will only spend 1 year here, and when they graduate, they will get the same diploma as the three-year-old that's been here since pre-K-3. We only have one diploma to give. And so I encouraged the children. I said, make sure that those who are new feel welcome, not excluded. Don't make them feel ignorant or dumb because they don't know things. Teach them, share with them, encourage them, welcome them. I leave it up to you as adults to figure out the situation in which you need to be those things, to show compassion to others, or just now entering into whatever it is that you're doing, or who you are, or your family, or whatever. I'll leave it to you. To be a part of the kingdom of God, my brothers and sisters, is an incredible gift for us. What an incredible gift for us. What an incredible gift to work in His vineyard, to be a part of the team, right from the beginning. What an incredible gift for us. Do not imagine that life would be somehow a blessing if I ignored all of this and on my deathbed said, I'm sorry. If it was sincere, He would forgive you. But you would miss a whole lifetime of sharing in His mission. Amen.